this week, in fact, on Power Friday, in addition to quizzing you on this weekend's song, I'll also be discussing how to build a better black business. That is something that many in the black community say we really need to work on. I will share with you steps to take in building a better black business this Friday, Power Friday. Also, later in the month, I'll be speaking with our guests who will bring to us discussion with regards to modern day slavery and steps that can be taken to help our ailing retail industry. That's where we are. Okay, now, let me do this for you because I just get the impression that some of you are saying, okay, help me with that again because I'm really committed to sleeping better and I need all the help I can get. Will you cover that with me again? Go over those steps needed to get the right pillow. Help me make sure I have them matched up right. Okay, here we go. What I'll do this time is just start with the different sleeping positions or sleep conditions that I mentioned. And as we go down that sequence, I'll give you the type of pillow that you will need for that given position or condition. And so I mentioned sleeping on your side, sleeping on your back, experiencing neck or upper back pain, you suffer from allergies, or maybe you have obstructive sleep apnea. All right, I'm going to go in that same order, and this time describing the pillow that you need for that position or condition. You sleep on your side. That's our first position. All right, you need the pillow that supports your head, neck, ear, and shoulder. And you may want to consider placing a pillow between your knees or your thighs simply because that will help maintain spinal alignment. And you want that spine to be properly aligned while you're sleeping. All right, second position, you sleep on your back. Well, you may benefit from thin pillows that limit stress on the neck. By the way, let me make this distinction that I overlooked, my bad. And I know some of you were saying, what about me? You left me out. I apologize. Those of you who sleep on your stomachs, you're the ones who may need the thinnest pillow of all. Because it will take that to keep your spine straight and minimize stress on the lower back. So you have people who sleep on the back needing thin pillows, people who sleep on the stomach needing very thin pillows. Okay, if you experience neck pain or upper back pain, you want to look for a pillow that helps the spine maintain its natural neutral position. So you may find pillows that have an indentation in the middle of the pillow that actually cradles the head, while it has thicker edges that fill the hollow between the base of the skull and the top of the back, which takes pressure off the neck. Now, those of you who suffer from allergies, you want to look for pillows that have certain types of fills to them. All right, so you have the fills that can be feathers or anything else is natural, or you can use synthetic fillings like rayon, foam, latex. And the key to it is look for a pillow that is hypoallergenic so that you can lessen the odds of any irritation. And then for those of you who have obstructive sleep apnea, OSA, look for those specialty pillows that are designed to help with your condition and that are designed with treatment in mind. And that's for the pillow. You may also want to consider that bed wedge, as they mentioned, because that can help angle the torso in such a way as to lessen the OSA. And as it turns out, as well as GERD, that gastroesophageal reflux disorder that I mentioned, disease, which is a very common nighttime condition. Have you found that you do very well during the day, but at night, as soon as you lie down, ready to really get some good shut-eye, your body just goes haywire on you. And it's almost like you just, it's just wanting to bring stuff up. Well, that's very common. And these steps that I just shared with you can possibly help with all of that. And of course, feel free to talk with your doctor about what's going on. But keeping in mind that the pills can help too. Very often the doctors will listen to what's going on and prescribe medication. Medication may be very, very beneficial. But also think about things like what you're sleeping on. Okay, now, let's talk a little bit, just a little bit, for just a few minutes, about these green affordable homes. As we get ready to wrap that up, as I shared with you before, I am excited about the fact that people with very little income can get in on the benefits of having green homes because they can be made affordable. I was sharing with you some of the features of green homes and some of the companies that are making them. In 2007, Global Green and the nonprofit Community Housing Works debuted Solera, which is a 56-unit multifamily affordable apartment complex in Poway, California. Poway, California. And this is a sure enough a pleasant surprise. Affordable housing anywhere in California. They be charging to buy a house over there. 2 years after its debut, well, matter of fact, Solera was one of the first affordable home developments to not only incorporate these green home features, but also produce a high percentage of on-site solar energy generation. 2 years after its debut, Global Green researchers found that development had produced 87% of its total electricity needs on-site with solar panels. 87%. 2 years after they debuted. Solera also helped Global Green cement the financial strategy of bundling tax credits, utility incentives, and rebates to fund similar projects, which was replicated at the Los Vecinos development in Chula Vista, California. In the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, Global Green launched its Holy Cross project in New Orleans' Ninth Ward, one of the communities hit hardest by the storm. The project created the Community and Climate Action Center, which serves as an emergency shelter and educational space for climate-resilient practices like water management. By showing residents how to use rain barrels and how to plant rain gardens, the project has also built 4 LEED-certified homes that have saved residents $1,200 to $2,400 a year in utility bills since 2012. Now, please notice now, they didn't say this project has saved residents $1,200 to $2,400 since 2012. No, it has saved them $1,200 to $2,400 each year. So keep that in mind. Green, affordable housing. I'm loving it. All right, more from Miss CeCe Winans, Beautifully Broken. Till next time.